It's been said that a business is only as strong as its weakest location. You know that your branch offices, retail locations, and distribution centers are at the forefront of your business, creating revenue and driving customer experience every day. That's why Comcast Business has built solutions that are uniquely positioned to empower all your locations with a robust network and applications that help them operate as seamlessly as HQ. Learn more about how to get all your locations up to speed at comcastbusiness.com/enterprise.
Your Money Briefing. Money and market stories from the Wall Street Journal.
I'm J.R. Whalen in New York. You don't have to be one of the high rollers on Wall Street to try your hand at high-frequency trading. We'll have details on that in a moment, but first, these money items you should know about. The Wall Street Journal's Heard on the Street team asks if the market can handle all the current turmoil currently going on. Fears of a trade war, problems in the tech sector, and central banks removing stimulus might be manageable individually, but taken together could be a formidable test for global markets. The Heard on the Street team also puts the focus on Boeing and whether the aerospace giant could be in some form collateral damage from a possible U.S.-China trade war. While the Heard team says that China does need Boeing, just the specter of retaliatory tariffs by China placed on aircraft has spooked investors. Aircraft are among the biggest U.S. exports to China. And investors are worried that escalating trade tensions could hit Chinese demand for other U.S. exports like soybeans and corn. And while China's initial response to tariffs has not included soybeans, investors are concerned that if tensions do escalate further, they could extend to include oilseed, a key component in animal feed. China is by far the world's largest importer of soybeans and by far the largest buyer of U.S. beans. This is your Money Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
It's been said that a business is only as strong as its weakest location. You know that your branch offices, retail locations, and distribution centers are at the forefront of your business, creating revenue and driving customer experience every day. That's why Comcast Business has built solutions that are uniquely positioned to empower all your locations with a robust network and applications that help them operate as seamlessly as HQ. Learn more about how to get all your locations up to speed at comcastbusiness.com/enterprise.
Welcome back, everybody. High-frequency trading is one of those Wall Street activities often shrouded in secrecy and carried out by a relatively few number of traders. But that's changing now as ultra-fast stock trading is available to the public at large. And Wall Street Journal reporter Alexander Osipovich is with us to discuss. So, Alex, can you just explain for a moment to our audience what high-frequency trading is?
So high-frequency trading involves the use of computers to buy and sell stocks. But specifically, compared to other types of computerized trading strategies, it tends to do this very, very quickly and often in high volumes. Looking at trade executions in, you know, millionths and even billionths of a second, and looking at very fine-grained signals and what's happening on an exchange on a micro level, rather than, you know, big trends in stocks that we tend to follow.
And there are companies that use software to trade tens of billions of dollars in shares per day, but a crowdsourcing startup company you profile in your story is offering it on a smaller scale, and it's not secret at all.
Yeah. So I wrote about this company called Alpha Trading Labs, which is a startup just getting underway. What they've done is essentially they've built technology for high-frequency trading, all the infrastructure that goes into it. But they've created an online interface where you can go, enroll in it, and develop your own high-frequency trading algorithm. And then they can test it and check it out. And if they think it would make money, they'll run it in the real live markets and share the profits with you.
So the trader decides what they want to do, and then they submit information to the company?
Yeah, basically every high-frequency trading strategy is a computer program. So you write a computer program. You say, hey, I want to trade this way in response to this type of stuff happening in the markets. And you submit it to the people who run Alpha Trading Labs, and they'll test it, and they'll kind of screen it various ways. And the better candidates, they'll unleash into the live markets.
All right. It seems like it's an odd time for Alpha Trading Labs and other companies to roll this service out or offer it because, as you point out in your story, high-frequency trading as a business often thrives on market volatility, and it's been almost non-existent for the most part for the past 8 or 9 years.
Volatility is kind of the lifeblood of high-frequency traders. Back in 2008, 2009, when markets were extremely volatile, they were making tons of money. Volatility collapsed and stayed very low for a few years, and that caused a massive retrenchment where companies went out of business. Larger high-frequency traders bought weaker high-frequency traders, and this was sort of a big kind of scene in the industry. It's since vol has picked up a little bit in the past few weeks, they're doing better now, but broadly speaking, it's not what it used to be in kind of the glory days.
You know, but some high-frequency trading veterans that you spoke with say this kind of trading is really not for the faint of heart. Even if you are an everyday trader who wants to try your hand at this crowdsourcing company, you've got to be prepared to lose some money, perhaps.
High-frequency trading is a weird subset of trading. It tends to attract a lot of people who have PhDs in physics or math or computer science. And not only do they have some sense of trading in markets, but they also have to have the ability to write code.
So it's not your everyday day trader.
It is not your everyday day trader. I think what Alpha Trading Labs is calculating is that they may be able to get some people who are basically experienced coders or data scientists or people who used to work in high-frequency trading firms but left for one reason or another to participate through this online platform.
Now, even though high-frequency trading now is being introduced and is being brought to the public as a chance for them to take part, the whole concept still carries with it a lot of controversy. In fact, some news on Friday, March 23rd was in the Wall Street Journal that you wrote about, which sort of carries that theme forward.
High-frequency trading is controversial. It is not popular. High-frequency traders have tried to explain themselves and say that they're not wreaking havoc in the markets, but they haven't really convinced the public, in my view. The news most recently was that Bank of America Merrill Lynch paid a $42 million settlement to the state attorney general here in New York over allegations that it had secretly sent client orders, so sort of orders, big stock orders placed by pension funds and asset managers to be executed by high-frequency traders while telling those customers that we'll handle this ourselves internally.
Oh, so they did not tell them that the money was going to get caught up in high-frequency trading.
Yes, and that is sort of a no-no for big investors because essentially if you're a big pension fund and you want to execute a big trade, you ideally want to do it without telling high-frequency traders that you're doing that because then they can respond very quickly and adjust their pricing and trading activity in the markets. And the end result is that you get a worse price. If you wanted to buy, the price goes up away from you. If you wanted to sell, the price goes down away from you.
Well, I'm sure there's a thrill to high-frequency trading, especially on the individual level. If you take part in these startups and you can trade like the big boys on Wall Street, but it's like being on a tightrope.
Absolutely. And you also just have to be a devilishly smart person with a knack for writing computer code and decoding very complex market data to do it.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Alexander Ozipovich joining us here in our studio. Alex, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.